Everything you hear on this podcast episode is non-commercial, fair use, Creative Commons license. Welcome back to episode 203 of the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. I'm your host, Miguel. In opening the show, I just want to give a shout out to Brian H. from Florida. He's been listening for about a year. Really nice email. Appreciate it, man. Keep listening. Tell your friends about the show. And you guys, a lot of times in your emails, you ask me if there's a way that, because I don't monetize, I don't have any Patreon or anything, but the way you really can help me is to give me a good review, especially like on iTunes or some of these things. As you know, I'm shadow banned to the end of the earth, which is not good. I mean, I feel I'm putting out good content. People are benefiting from it, but we know the way the mechanism of the system works. And that's what they don't want people realizing. So as a result, you know, I get all shadow banned. But give me a good review, you know, tell your friends about the show. And that's, you know, keep the knowledge, you know, keep it alive, you know, as always. So on this episode, I was planning on doing an episode on Marcus Aurelius and his book Meditations. And that's pretty much on all the episodes. I'll have a topic or something in mind to do the episode on, and you know, like the night before, I'll switch it up and do something completely different. But that is the case today. I was surfing on YouTube and I was looking around and I came upon a channel that I used to watch all the time. And now, before I get into that, my YouTube, Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast, YouTube was canceled about a year and a half ago. I put on some Joseph Campbell interviews, the ones with Bill Moyers. They're about 40 years old. And they just took my whole channel down. And as a result of the channel getting taken down, I lost all of the subscriptions that I had. A lot of shows that I used to watch and really enjoy, like, they disappeared. And I kind of, you know, there's so many, you don't really remember the names. But I was on YouTube the other day, and I came across one of my favorite channels, and it's by a fellow by the name of Martin. He's from the Netherlands, Amsterdam to be specific, and his name is pronounced, Martin Doulard. And again, that's the name of his channel. So if another way you could find it on YouTube is put Italian Alps Stone Home or something like that, and he'll pop up immediately. He's got about 1 million subscribers. So the guy's obviously doing the right thing. But recently, as I said, I've been subscribed to Martin and been watching his videos going back about a year and a half, pretty much right around the same time I got canceled. But as recently, a couple of days ago, as I was watching him put a roof on his home over there in the Alps, it hit me and I said, this really reminds me a lot of a documentary by the name of Grizzly Man. And it's by a guy, Werner Herzog. He's a famous documentary guy. And Timothy Treadwell, he was up in Alaska with the Grizzlies, and you know, they mauled him to death at the end. You know, he was still very young, but that's neither here nor there. But that documentary, Grizzly Man, with Timothy Treadwell from Werner Herzog, that made a real impression on me because of the ability of that film, that work of art, to convey a message that's not really in black and white or not in words or anything like that, but it's just in the visual aspect of what you're observing and how you're able to get that off of just a visual. So again, something, if I can't explain it to you because it's something that can't be explained in words, you know, but some certain images, like, I'll give an example, like when you see Martin and he is standing on his property, and you could see like the valley and you could see the clouds, but the clouds are actually lower than where he's standing. So it's kind of amazing that, you know, you're looking at this guy. He's about 3,000 feet elevation in the Swiss Alps. So I made the immediate connection between Grizzly Man and this documentary. I don't know, and this YouTube channel, I don't know why, but it just, the visual effect of it, you know, and the artistic way that it's put down on film is, I guess, the way you can tell if it's really good, because the way certain people film things, you actually feel like you're there, especially if you got like a nice big screen TV and you kind of relax and in the right mood, you'll be transported to like that location to a degree, you know, like you're really there. And that has a very, very beneficial effect. You know, if you know how to uptake what is being presented to you, if you know how to integrate it into, you know, into your pineal gland, as it were. And there's another thing that I get from, the show is that, and it makes a tremendous impact on me, which hits me at very different levels, many multiple levels, is that Martin, he's in, and I hope I'm pronouncing it right, but Martin is in silence. You know, he doesn't speak a lot. He'll speak and say, you know, this is what I need to do. And this is, you know, as a result, you know, because he went through a tremendous storm about a year ago. And I didn't realize this because, again, I lost the subscriptions. But his whole village and everything got all torn up and really destroyed, you know, like solar and all that. Really bad. And a lot of people would have just quit, but he didn't. He got back on his four-wheel drive and his little trailer carriage and just rebuilt everything. And he's to the point now where he has a beautiful oven and, you know, just... It's amazing what he's been able to accomplish up to. Yes, he's gotten help from certain people. A lot of it he's done on himself. But again, it's beyond all of that. It's watching the channel and taking in, because I think there's things going on there that he's not even really aware of. It's just nature expressing itself or reaching out just through, you know, through being there, being who it is, nature being what it is, you know. And that's why you can't express it in words. It's something that you have to see. But this, yeah, man, I really can't say enough nice things about the show and the content and, you know, how it's helped me, you know, a lot. So you guys really should go check that out and check out Grizzly Man also. So if you're listening on the RSS feed of the podcast, in other words, the audio format only, that'll conclude episode 203 of the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. And if you want to, if you liked what you heard, and the description that you heard of this channel, just go over to Knowledge Hobo, H-O-B-O, Knowledge Hobo on YouTube, which is my YouTube channel, and you will see this video uploaded. And also on Spotify, my understanding is that I can upload an MP4 to Spotify, so you can also watch it on there. My email address is alphamalebuddhist@gmail.com. My Instagram is also alphamalebuddhist. Where in my Instagram, I have a link tree to all of my other social media content. I do want to thank you for listening. I want to thank Martin for providing us that amazing content. Again, I want to thank everybody for listening, and praise Jesus Christ's name.